As you know, MISCA was deployed in December, and MISCA came in during a period where we had a stalemate in terms of government and also a vacuum, if I can say it that way. So with this new government, the election of a president who appointed a prime minister, and the prime minister has put together a small cabinet of 17 technocrats. With this government that is a legitimate government, that will help MISCA to have partners that they can talk to directly so that the mandate that MISCA came for, they can be able to implement and engage in regular dialogue with the members of the government.
The issue of the number of MISCA troops helping with the stabilization of the country, some people have questioned it, but now you have Rwanda helping. How long will Rwanda finish the deployment?
Yeah, Rwanda's deployment is almost complete. As of today, we have about 700 and something. So the last batch of the Rwandese contingent will be in Bangui by February 4th or 5th. So with the arrival of the contingent from Rwanda, that has helped because, as you know, Bangui itself is a big city in terms of geography. The force commander came up with a strategy to cover all 8 districts of Bangui and also its environs. So the Rwandese have been a real boost to the mission because they have taken up the task of covering, I think, two main areas. And the next move will be once they have completed the deployment to move into the forward area, going to other region so that we can be able to provide the same level of security we are providing in Bangui. So the arrival, the deployment of the troops from Rwanda is a real help.
There were reports of 400 cars that were of humanitarian assistance that some people say caused the humanitarian assistance shortages in the capital, Bangui. Has this been resolved?
Yes, the story is right. About 400 cars were held by some armed group who set up barriers and checkpoints. So the vehicle that have humanitarian assistance items, I've been there for a while. So MISCA provided, as of Thursday, some escorts to the area, and they have been able to solve that issue. The first batch of vehicle has arrived in Bangui this afternoon. So that operation will be going on for 4 to 5 days to clear the area so that people can be able to deliver food not only for the population and also many other items that the humanitarian agencies have planned for the IDPs. So the operation was very successful. It's still ongoing. As I say, it will last about 5 days. And we'll be able to clear the backlog.
There have been reports by the UN that some Muslims in part of Bangui are being attacked. They have come under serious attack following the formation of the new government. How is MISCA handling this problem?
Yeah, there have been some act of violence in some area, and MISCA has been working hand in hand with the French troops to try to quell. This is act of vandalism and also violence, some attack in some area. And we have been able to try to control the situation. Bangui is big. As the troops get some areas under control, other areas become as what we call hotspot. So MISCA is working very hard to try to put an end to that type of violence and act of vandalism against some part of the population.